We have an impressive young lady here in the studio that one day will take over these microphones.
That's right.
And she is proving she will come in no matter what it's doing outside.
That's right. So that's a plus already. Weather, who cares? I'm going. So last week I was asked by Gold Hill Middle School to come and judge the Bulldog Shake. And when I first got the email, I was like, the Bulldog Shake. Now, what is this all about? So, and I got a heads up from, of course, your wife, Katie McFadden, who works in the Fort Mill School District office. But as I read down, I saw in bold soft skills competition. And I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. So I was an automatic, absolutely, I will be there. And so this took place last Wednesday evening. It started off in their library. And to say I was blown away is an understatement. I am very rarely speechless. And I got in the car and I just didn't even have all the words. I was completely blown away. So we wanted to talk to you guys about the Bulldog Shake. So this morning we're being joined by the assistant principal at Gold Hill Middle School, which is Angela Harms, and then the winner of the competition, Taylor Groey. So welcome.
Thank you.
Ms. Harms, first just talk about what a soft skills competition is, what that looks like.
Yeah, so we model this competition after the amazing shake at Ron Clark Academy. Went there several years ago and I was like, this is so cool. Yep. And even for them, it was small at the time. I actually called down there and they sent me all their stuff and what they do. And so we just kind of modeled it after that. And so what we do is we have three professionals come in from the community and do three workshops. So the first one that we usually do is like first impressions and elevator speech, and then we move on to entering and exiting. That's a hard one. Exiting a conversation. And then we have someone talk about professional dress and professional behavior. And so all of the students get to do that, those three workshops. And then they go to the soft skill competition, which it starts with a handshake. We teach everybody in the school what a good handshake is, you know, what it takes to make a good handshake. And then we move on from there.
It was phenomenal. So the first round was, it was kind of like a speed dating.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I think there was 32 students.
Yes.
And so, and it kind of got whittled down as you went along. But the first round, and Taylor, you can kind of pipe in here, yeah, if you want to. We all were just kind of standing. The judges had stickers on with numbers. You guys had just your first name and a number. And the student had to walk up to the adult, the judge. And they had to shake our hand. They had to look us in the eye. They started the conversation. And they really started asking questions. And then from there, it was a quick, sometimes it was a quick conversation, mm-hmm, sometimes it was longer, but it was the exit, which was what I was so impressed with. And then we just kind of scored you. In that first round, Taylor, did that make you nervous? Like,
a little bit, but I saw a lot of familiar faces that I've talked to before, definitely. And I was like, oh, I know I can go to you. I can have a conversation. I can make that personal connection again. And then, you know, you gotta always go to new people as well, meet new people, make new personal connections with them. And I think that was really important. But when I saw a few familiar faces, I was like,
you went to them first.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's safe, right? It's, yeah, kind of dipping your toe in the water.
Oh, yeah.
How do you enter a conversation and how do you exit a conversation?
I usually enter by saying, hello, how are you? It's nice to see you again. And I usually ask them, you know, how you been? How you doing? What do you do for work? What do you like to do? Like, do you like to travel, anything? All trying to make that personal connection again. And then we usually exit by finding common ground. And then once that happens, you know, they can really judge you based off that. And then it's just goodbye. See you again.
And I think what was so great about Taylor, I do remember Taylor, I had you in all the rounds, actually, is that you were just so comfortable. It was just, it came so easy to you. And I think that's something that you can't necessarily learn. It's just something like, you are just a natural people person and you can't really tell. But Taylor, how tall are you, Taylor?
I think 5'10".
Yes. Like, I had big heels on that I wear daily, and Taylor also had them on. And so that was something, too, that maybe wasn't common ground that we, you know, I think I remember saying, you're tall. So, you know, and it's probably something that you hear often. But it was just the conversation was just so natural, yeah, for you. And then we went on to round two. So, Ms. Harms, you want to talk about round two?
Yeah, so round two, we get down to 12. And round two is probably the hardest round, but it's the most fun because you go into, we call it the gauntlet, mm-hmm, and you go into situation rooms that you don't know what the situation is. And that has been really fun for us because we've now had it 3 years in a row. So we didn't want Taylor or other kids who had done it before to know what was coming. So we kind of came up with some new ideas. So like one that they walked into was, you're on a baking show. When you walk in, and my daughter actually made the cake, I'm like, you can make it as terrible as, you know, or as cool, you know, as you want. And so they walk in and they've got this cake that's kind of a disaster, kind of like nailed it, you know. And so they have to explain like what happened to your cake, or it could be an interview, or last year we had you're a travel agent and you walk into this family and you got to help them find their next vacation.
And a lot of them are easy. Mine was like an interview, like a Jimmy Fallon kind of kind of interview. It was great. Stump, the principal at Gold Hill Middle, actually helped lead that. But some of them were very awkward. Like, wasn't there one where you received an Oscar and then they gave it to you? Yeah. Explain that. What happened there?
So we walked down the red carpet and we were given an award for being the most extra, right? So you got to, obviously you got to make the most over-the-top speech you can. So you're going into your speech, you're saying all these things, audience, and then suddenly they just take the award away and they're like, oh, we gave this to the wrong person, sorry. And so you either gotta make a decision, you gotta gracefully lose, you gotta fight for it, you gotta make that decision real fast.
So very awkward. It can be awkward situations as well. And then from there we judged them, and then from there it got whittled down to the final three. And I think this was where they really were able to shine in round three.
I was a little nervous about this one because we hadn't done it before. Mm-hmm. So the final round is just, you know, them in front of sort of the audience and the judges. And the first year we did where you were an attorney and you were defending the big bad wolf. That was fun. And then the next year it was like TED Talks were kind of big. So it's like, okay, you have a 3-minute TED Talk about anything that you are passionate about. Which I think you would have done really well at that one too. But this year we did just a prop speech. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking through my kids' rock collection, found this rock. I'm like, this is your prop. Mm-hmm. And you now have to come up with either, you know, a motivational, inspirational speech or connect it to some sort of story, experience. And she kind of did both. And it was amazing.
Blew it out. Yeah. Do you remember what you said?
I think I do. I talked about how the rock had a lot of beauty on the inside, but the outside was rough, and how people only were able to find a rock when they truly went looking for it. And I connected that to how if we were to put this in the real world more, then the world would be a better place.
That's the short version. I was literally like sitting there, I was like, I couldn't have done that. You only had what, 3 minutes?
They have 5 minutes in a note card and a mm-hmm. pencil.
And I don't even think you used your note card. Did you use a note card?
I used it a little bit, okay. And then I panicked. I was like, I don't think this is enough time. So then I went off script and
it was
no, you did great.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
It was as if you had practiced it many times. It was just very polished. In 5 minutes, I was very impressed.
So Taylor, where does this confidence come from? I mean, you're at an age where young people want to stand out, but then they want to blend in.
Yeah.
And so you put yourself out there, and a lot of folks, their number one fear is public speaking, and you're taking this on head on as a young person in middle school, which is already an awkward part in life for everyone. I don't care what Hollywood says, it is awkward for everyone. But where does that confidence come from?
I think it really comes from your life experiences, because that's how they kind of shaped your character. Everybody's looking at your character, how well you do. And, you know, my mom's business, she runs her own business, and that's done a lot because I'm able to meet with these people every day. I'm able to design things, and that's part of my character. I love to travel. We host foreign exchange students, so I get introduced to a lot of different things, and I think that just incorporating that into who I am and knowing who I am, I mean, I really just tell myself you should walk in feeling like you're $1 million and then go from there.
Totally.
I love that.
Confidence. Fake it until you make it. Yes. That's our lingo in our industry.
You're Mark and Bart.
Yeah. Just fake it.
I literally remember her preliminary round in sixth grade. We were standing outside of the science classroom and she walks up and shakes our hand and she's like, I've done cotillion before. This is right up my alley. Like, I was made for this, basically. That's and we good. Were like, yep, you're in. Yeah.
You're a shoe-in.
Your brother also competed. So it's definitely something in the DNA. And your parents are here and your brother, they're here as well. But I think this obviously is going to open a lot of doors for you. Taylor, what do you want to do in life?
Well, I would love to be an architect. I know I'd love to travel, for first off, and I love to design things. I know I think I can find a way to incorporate more culture things into the design world.
Well, no matter what you do, mm-hmm. you're gonna go far.
Thank you.
And then Ms. Harms, again, the importance of this soft skills competition mm-hmm. is just to encourage these young people to, you know, put themselves out there, and they might not know what they're talking about exactly,
yeah. Yeah.
but it's to challenge them to find something they're comfortable with, which yeah. Taylor has done. And then just have your confidence from there.
Yeah, and I think the sooner you do that, you know, the more beneficial it is. In high school, there are more opportunities. So in middle school, we do presentations in class and things like that. And we teach PV legs, you know, poise voice, all of that. But there's not a lot of opportunity to showcase that. So this is just one way that we can do that.
Well, companies say soft skills, that is still the number one issue that they cannot teach.
It's a dying art.
The new employees coming in, the onboarding process takes longer now, companies say, because they have to teach their employees how to show up for work yeah. on time, how to call out sick, you know,
how to read a room,
how to be yeah. a team player within your business. I mean, that stuff that the adults in the room, we got that memo pretty mm-hmm. early on, but somewhere it got lost in translation over the years, but y'all are proving it wrong mm-hmm. and making
and
sure that these young
back.
People
yeah.
are coming in here and making sure that the next generation we're in good hands with Taylor and her peers.
Absolutely. I came back the next day and I told Lucas, I was like, well, she could have our job tomorrow. Like, okay. Put her on the co-host list.
Yep.
Well, congratulations, Taylor, on your success. And then Ms. Harms, again, for continuing to foster this kind of a relationship with the students and really encourage them to get out there. It will benefit you in life no matter what you're going to do, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.